God, help us to remember that our journeys in life are leading us home to you. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
How is everyone today?
I'm good, thank you very much. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hi. Talk about the stickers that you like.
Ooh, I just picked them up. It's Keith and the Girl stickers. They're 3x3. They're 3 inches by 3 inches. And we're giving away for free. So, if you want it, all you have to do is send... I'm out of breath.
What happened?
I ran all the way downstairs right before the show started, then ran back up to get water.
10 seconds before the show started.
I think I did really well, except now I'm out of breath.
Is that a sign that we're out of shape again?
No, I was running really fast.
Okay.
And I had to run between our obstacle course downstairs. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you want Keith and the Girl stickers, we're giving away at least 3 to everyone who sends a self-addressed stamped envelope to keithandthegirl.com, P.O. Box 660097, Flushing, New York, 11366. That address is also on the website under the contact info. This fits into a regular envelope, so you don't have to worry about getting any special things. You get 3 stickers, unless you ask for more and the interns decide that you deserve it. So talk to the interns at myspace.com/NYCJessNYC and myspace.com/sponsorspud.
And people ordering things, we're going to throw some stickers in there if you ask.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to throw it in everyone because I don't know if everyone wants stickers.
Right.
So if you do order things, you don't have to send a separate self-addressed stamped envelopes. You can just say in your order and throw me some stickers.
Let me, speaking about MySpace and the things the interns know, here's something I heard, and this will give you a chance to catch your breath. I'll do a little talking.
I just needed
second.
Like one deep breath, but you were like, hey, why don't you talk about stickers? I'm like, okay.
This is a little disturbing. Everybody remembers Coconut, the child molester, you know, or half molester. You saw it in the things he was saying, that eventually this guy will end up in jail.
Right.
That's the end of it.
So basically our show is the countdown to when he goes to jail.
And now Creepy Guy is a regular on the chat and this and that after I recently talked about him. And people are saying, well, is there a difference between the two? And I was like, of course there's a big difference. Coconut is talking about how it's okay for a grown man to hang out with only 14-year-olds, go on a place like neopets.com where you take care of virtual pets, fake pets. So he's picking these chicks up. He's not coincidentally meeting somebody that it's a shame God happened
right.
to make him young because they have the brain of an adult.
And you do find certain teenagers, but regardless of if they seem a little bit older, you know, a 14-year-old only has so much life experience, and they could seem fantastic to you, but they still have a smaller brain.
Right. If you go to myspace.com/Todd, T-O-D-D, the number 2 point, P-O-I-N-T, 0 beta, very simple to remember.
What the fuck?
Todd 2.0 beta. That's what you're fucking weird.
It probably means something nerdy that we just don't know.
Right. It means high in computer. So anyway, you go there and you see that his new number one friend is stepbrother fucker,
the 14-year-old
that had the abortion. That's a little whore that is like, I just came back from the doctor. Bad news. Getting an abortion. Bad news. I can't fuck today.
Oh, my God.
That's the number one friend. I heard 2 days ago, he called up stepbrother fucker. So she's just giving the number out willy-nilly.
The guy's called Creepy Guy. We deemed him Creepy Guy. Yes, give out your phone number, you minor.
How old is he? 36, I believe?
I don't know, but
that's
he's at least our age, and we're like 30, so.
And he has a video podcast, SagittarianChronicles.blogspot.com.
Yeah, but you leave out like one T for something.
I don't know where the T would be.
For time.
Yeah, he's
there
clever.
Are 2 T's in Sagittarian.
Is there?
I should know. I am a Sagittarius.
Okay.
But that's what I'm assuming.
I heard Sagittarians are bad at spelling. So anyway, 2 nights ago, he calls her up, talks on the phone from 8 p.m. to 4
o'clock.
In the morning.
From 9 to 4.
Oh, excuse me.
I just want to, you know, if we're
right.
going to say this,
sure,
like,
sure.
The actual time.
Because you can't give these perverts one little hour.
Right.
First of all, they didn't even have the times right.
And plus, that amount of time is still too much.
Right.
Don't you have a job?
Your only friend is a 14-year-old. You're weird. That is stupid creepy. That is wrong. How come your only friend talking for 6 hours, 5 hours?
Well, you have to teach people about
Neopets. Is a 14-year-old. Right? But he's not into... This is a different guy. Let's make that clear.
No,
this isn't Coconut.
Yeah. This is a different guy. But yeah, but she's passing the word on.
And, you know, so you check on the pictures, you see different things. You see Wrathchild, this pervert I've seen on the chat. You know, wow, you look good with red hair. You know, he's whatever. But you're a 36-year-old dude.
How old is Wrathchild?
I don't know, 16. Something's still wrong, but not even close.
16-year-old, that's fine.
And then there's a picture, you know, of Stepbrother Fucker's MySpace that has hair all over her head. And he writes, "Hey there, shaggy dog." So that's probably his cute little in. "You're like a little puppy." "Anyway, let me talk to you for 5 hours. What could you say? I can't take her for 2 minutes.
It's 8 hours. No, it's 7 hours.
Okay. What could you possibly say for 7 hours?
I don't know.
That's so deep. You listen to his podcast and he's like, you can't even understand it because it's like too deep. You know what I mean?
Maybe he's still talking robot.
Right. Maybe she speaks robot. What could you, how don't you feel bad? How do you feel, how do you hang up a phone after being 36, talking to a 14-year-old and go, "That was a good conversation. I can't wait till someone asks me high-low, because today was a good day." You know what? I can't talk to adults like that. The simplicity and honesty of a child. She wants to fuck me. How honest. That is insane. Let me find her MySpace real quick. I think it's /whoreslut.
Meanwhile, Michael G. Sagittarius, Sagittarius. So yeah, it's very clever because he says leave off the T for time.
Yeah, or leave off
because you're saving time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or leave off the T because somebody else already took it.
Speaking of Sagittariuses, I am one, like I said, and Saturday is my 31st birthday.
The second. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, her MySpace is myspace.com/SBF00. So,
that's what they have in common.
You can keep an eye on the two now. Weird. You're weird. That is weird.
Cubby says Wrathchild is my nemesis. He's a 14-year-old robot.
Okay, so at least he's 14 being a pervert then.
He's not being a pervert.
Right. Okay.
Well, no, actually, being 14 is the definition
of pervert.
They're all perverts.
She has a banana in her mouth, this 14-year-old slut, and then the other 14-year-old goes, "Oh, yeah." And then somebody else writes, you know, "I bet you'd like something long and hard in your mouth." Hee hee. JK. Well, I think that was her little whore joke. Don't you think that? You didn't think I'd take it that way, did you? You look like you're blowing a banana. Get it? Wink.
It's so different, the difference between, like, teenagers, because our intern, not stepbrother, fucker, right. Sexy Potato is 17 years old, and she spends her free time over here interning for us, and this 14-year-old spends time doing what? Making banana jokes in her mouth.
Dallas from Michigan is saying, can you give the address one more time? They'll put it on the chat, keithandthegirl.com/chat.
And also, it's on keithandthegirl.com, just hit contact.
And then I look to these different, I'm looking at her MySpace. And, like, somebody named Chris, and who knows how old he is, I'm not picking on him, but it is weird, because you know this girl's a slut, that's why you're doing it. He writes under one of her pictures, hotness.
By the way.
And then I go, oh my god, that's the Keith and the Girl logo. I didn't write that. Holy fuck, how did I write that? I'm like, oh, okay, that's somebody using the logo.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone's using the logo, because keithandthegirl.com/contest. But you also have to understand that this MySpace thing is like a whole other thing. And you can't just judge everybody's comments all the time. People just comment to comment. Thanks for the ad.
Oh, I understand.
You know, it's
I understand.
Whatever.
But when you're 36-year-old man, no, I'm saying him specifically.
Okay.
And you're MySpacing on a 14-year-old's MySpace, and you call them 7 hours in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
the
now you're just
probably
building
asleep.
Evidence. Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
And Picard is saying that it's true, and he doesn't know any fellow Sagittarius that could spell it well. In fact, he didn't even write out Sagittarius. He wrote out SAG apostrophe S. Yeah, I don't know how to spell for shit.
Dude, when you get locked up there, creepy guy, just understand that we already warned people about the electronics leaving a trace. And you know what? I saw him in chat, and I go, dude, I heard you were talking on it for like, you know, 8 hours one night or something. And he's writing this back in the chat, and I don't think he knows it's me, but it said K-Dog, my rockin' character.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody fucking knows. And so I go, what was it? Like, you're chatting for 8 hours, and he's like, you know what? People are gonna say what they want to think, so you're gonna think what you want to think. So go ahead, right? Like, you called a 14-year-old in the middle of the night for almost 8 hours. You know what? Do you think that's wrong? You know what? You're going to think what you want to think. So go ahead.
He just
whatever you want to think. Okay. That's what they did. That's what Coconut did. That's exactly what, you know what, the society is going to think what they want to think. So I'm going to fuck her, but you think what you want to think then and judge me. Because you don't know our connection.
Song. Let's give them something to talk about.
They think we're fucking. We should really fucking teach them a lesson. Amazing.
Psycho Teddy says, P.S. Sorry, Keith. She's just so hot. Was he referring to...
you just turned her on. Actually, it's a girl, and she's talking about the post earlier. Don't know if you guys have this thing up yet, but if you do, the feedback.
Oh, the feedback, keithandthegirl.com/feedback is what we're reading.
But if you do, I thought I'd let you know that I've joined the hardcore fan group as of last night when I had a dream about making out with Hemda. This is the older teenager that...
Oh, no, I'm not a teenager.
Yeah, you're the one that wants to...
This is a girl?
This is a girl who wants to become a boy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And she wrote, it's Psycho Teddy. And she was excited, though, that you said he. She loves when it's he. And, figured out its life and knows that it wants to be a boy.
Right. You have told me this before.
Emailed me an email. Like I said, email me and tell me about the process.
Right.
If you do it. It'd be interesting if you actually go through with
Definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Her first one was about what's in the brain and why somebody wants to be a different sex. And I'm like, fucking boring. Let's talk about scissors and knives. Let's sew some shit up. I don't care about the psychology of it. But here's the second letter. Dear Keith and Hemda, this is a small update on my situation. I went to my first transgender support meeting last night.
Wow.
I'd been part of the email list of the group for a couple of months, but I couldn't attend a meeting until I finished school because my parents believed, and still seem to, I really wish they'd get over it, that I need to be at home 24/7 and can't go anywhere without explaining exactly where I am and who I'm with. It is quite ridiculous. You're going to groups to, chop off your vagina. Anyway, there were four other people there and a guest facilitator. It wasn't the best meeting to attend because it turned out to be an administration meeting where the reasons for having the meetings and how they should be run was discussed. See, meetings are the same everywhere. Even regular businesses or transgender meetings. They're all bullshit about other meetings. But it did give me
Even though in these kinds of meetings, you're supposed to try to talk it out.
Right,
Everyone's like, okay, we got that answered.
But it did give me a chance to meet other people in similar position as me. And towards the end, we each had a chance to give a rundown of where we're at and what has been good, bad recently. One of my good things is also update worthy. I have an appointment with my psychiatrist next week in which he will assist me to get an appointment with the gender clinic at a medical center in my city, which will hopefully then get the ball rolling towards actual transition.
See, this
Where's
psychiatrist...
she have the money? What's she do for a job that she has money to see a psychiatrist that obviously her parents aren't setting up?
Well, a psychiatrist you could be covered for. That could be under your parents' insurance.
Still, though, I wouldn't know how to... you got to hide the mail... Sounds like her parents don't trust it.
But her parents know that this is happening, right?
Do they? I don't think so. Write in and tell me if that's true or not. Also, last week... that your parents know. Also, last week when I was out with friends, I was addressed as Sir, which was pretty awesome.
Do we have pictures?
She kind of looks like a boy. I saw one picture, but she's in a Halloween costume, so it's hard to tell.
Okay.
However, I've also had a bit of a setback. I was planning to move out with a friend and his girlfriend early next year so that I could start transition. Because my mother is really weird about it, so I wouldn't be able to do it while I was here. So it does sound like
a blessing. They know. But yeah, half a blessing. You can do it. Just get the fuck out. I don't want to watch it happening. Meanwhile, don't move in with your friend and her boyfriend. The boyfriend is going to be so uncomfortable. He's going to be like, you want to be a guy? Let's go punch it out.
Right.
It's like you, Keith.
And how old, remind me how old you are again. I'm going to guess 18.
I'm guessing 16, 17.
Okay. So I'm sorry, but as we just talked at the beginning of the show, a lot of people that age aren't mature and won't be able to handle it. And your friend better, but even your friend, but definitely your friend's boyfriend
has
nothing to do with you and understanding what you're going through.
You have a track like one of the guys. I don't remember which CD. Is it the second one? Children's Party Songs, one of the guys, where girls...
The first CD, but right.
There's a TV show coming up, what is it? It's a girl, it's being so overly promoted. It's a girl, and all she has are guy friends. And it's like you said, girls want to be called one of the guys, and you have this thing where you're like, oh, you're one of the guys, and you throw them down the stairs and punch them in the face
girls
and go,
are guys, right?
What's up, dude?
Right.
I love ruining your jokes.
That's okay. I didn't understand what's the show, though. I thought you were explaining the show.
No, the show is like how this girl is only friends with guys. And so she's such a tomboy, she can't even date.
Isn't it
but
MTV
she's the cutest
show?
Thing in the world. She wears the trendiest, most hot clothes. But, oh, I don't know how to act.
Is it MTV? What are they promoting?
No, it's like a regular station. They're promoting it on MySpace. They're promoting it on other TV shows. They're like, it's just constantly up there.
What, is it a series?
Yeah, it's a series.
That's going to be dumb.
Yeah, it's trying to be like Friends or something, except this girl is the major thing.
But it's like
it's dumb.
It's like neither gender would want to watch that.
Right?
Who cares?
I know why, and I thought about it. I don't know why. I guess because it's constantly in my face. I thought about like it's gonna go towards the girls who think that they're tomboys and who think they can only get along with guys. And those girls are dangerous, and I know some of them are listening now. You're dangerous. You only like to deal with guys because guys treat you a certain way. And if you can't deal with other girls, you're not understanding how awesome girls are, and you need to recognize.
Psycho Teddy writing that it's the procedure is covered by Medicare. Well, really?
What?
Medicare doesn't even cover teeth whining. Parents covered for a while because they do know about it, but they are a bit weird about it, especially my mom. Wow, that's weird. Your dad is okay. My friend is the guy.
Dad is just turning a blind eye, probably.
And he's cool, but his girl wants to live on their own, and I'm 18. Yeah, well, no. The answer is no. Don't convince, you know, don't let your friend talk you into it. You know the answer to the girl doesn't want you to be there.
Yeah, you got to live with somebody else who did something else freaky to their body.
Yeah, you're not going to
get it. At least a boob job.
Right. No, hear me out. I'm going to get a dick, though. I'm the only freak that wants to know all about it, sweetheart. Is that okay to say, sweetheart, dude? I apologize. He was telling me last week that his girlfriend is having second thoughts about moving out with me. I'm reading it. It's in my hand.
Sorry. Cubby Bears told me it's TNT and it's called One of the Boys. Oops, okay. It's not a regular station. Thank you.
Not necessarily because it's me, but because she just wanted to go with him. The main reason we wanted to do it together is because if three people rent a two-bedroom place, it's going to be cheaper, blah, blah, blah. Take care, guys. Teddy. All right. Well, good luck with that. Good luck. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
As you read the feedback, can you delete things?
I'm trying to delete it. There's a lot coming in. That's why you're seeing so many. I've been deleting a lot. Red Sox fan says, "Dear Keith and Chemda, all my children is introducing a transgender character on the show, male to female. I'm sure I can't believe it. It's an afternoon soap opera. I've heard of All My Children. Do you know about this? It's a regular afternoon afternoon soap opera.
You know what? They've introduced gays before. They're going to introduce everything.
So
they introduced one of those shows introduced
demons,
a witch.
Right, that's true.
Introduced a witch that turns into a tiger. Now, next step. Isn't that funny how still accepted they are, though? I think society will understand a witch. But I don't think we're ready for a transgender yet. Lexi. I think she's 14. She keeps asking why she's banned from the chat. Because you say stupid things and remind me you're 14. Coconut is so creepy, he tried to get me to go to Boston with him. Oh, Coconut. Oh, shut up.
What? Who, Lexi?
Yeah, we know all this. Shut up.
That's real nice, babe.
Lexi says, the problem with girls is that if you don't want to say something, they bother you forever. Guys will just let it go.
I guess. Is that so one issue will make you not ever talk
weird?
To a girl?
Guys just want to put a dick in your mouth. It's so weird. Girls don't want to fuck me. Listen to this. A pretty young swindler who first met a top Pepsi bottling group executive online later anonymously shook him down for $125,000 by threatening to tell his wife, children, and bosses he was trolling the net at work for women, shocking court papers reveal. Here's the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the dude.
And she's scamming him?
She's scamming him because he was trolling for pussy.
Good job. No, that's not nice.
It's the guy's
fault. I changed
my
mind.
Why would you think this girl's into you? Why is this girl into you, you idiot? Because she got to know the real me before seeing me, and then she didn't mind seeing me. I'm sure this will be an unpleasant surprise. This is a quote. I'm sure that your wife finds out that you've been looking for a fill-in for her. It will be unpleasant for her, says a 22-year-old, emailing the exec, who's 54 years old. His name is, she is Jessica Walcott.
Well, this newspaper killed her whole thing.
Right.
Because she was like, oh, I'm going to tell unless you give me this money.
Well,
and he's like, here's the newspaper.
His name is Gary Renschneider.
That's really nice.
Walcott, who had met the exec face-to-face 5 months earlier, so they met, hid her identity in the threatening missive by using her email account, cheater_eater@hotmail.com. Hey, you're 25. You're still a girl.
She's fucked up.
After all these years of being married, this is how you repay your vows? Walcott asked Juan Schneider, a father of three and executive VP for a worldwide operation at the Westchester-based Pepsi Bottling. You are disgusting. You are pathetic. Walcott warned Juan Schneider he would end up known as just another hated Peter Cook, supermodel Christie Brinkley's cheating husband, if he didn't pony up the cash. And when Juan Schneider tried to stall by asking for time to gather the $125,000, she warned, "Here's hoping your life is still a living hell and worrying every day that your name will be in the news or on the TV movie for what you've done with your wife." And I bet that's, and we'll get to how
what
this came out.
You don't know how his wife is treating him. You don't know if his wife is cheating on him. Right. If his wife is beating the kids, you have no idea who this guy is. You're just a little kid.
Right.
And what the hell is going on in your life that you're doing this?
And secondly, I've blackmailed people many times. What you do is you say, "You give me this money, and that'll be it." You don't go. Giving you $125,000 better put me at ease.
By the way, moral whore, what kind of morality do you have by fucking blackmailing someone? If you're such a moral asshole, just tell the wife. Mm-hmm. You know, like your whole duty is to do what? To save this woman?
Right.
Piece of shit.
Walcott eventually got the funds transferred to her online account, but only after Juan Schneider alerted the FBI, which provided the money and set up a sting to nail her.
Nice. Good job.
Isn't that funny? Blackmailing's wrong. Cheating's fine, though. I mean, it's not a law.
You know what? You do get married by law. Why isn't cheating against the law? I'm serious. If you're vowing...
That's true.
And it should be in the vows. I mean, some people's marriages don't include, like, you have to only be with me. So I'm not saying that the law should be involved, but why do we have to bring the law in to marry? You know, it's a whole big thing.
I'm looking at a picture of the All My Children transgender character. Can you see it?
Yeah, it looks like a girl a little bit. I'm opening it up, too.
Yeah, it looks fine. I don't know.
Oh, it looks like a dude.
Does it?
Yeah, totally.
Looks like one of those, you put the hair up and it's a dude.
A prettier dude.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, you got your acting role. You can tell your friends from the small town now. You made it. The feds discovered her identity by determining she sent the email from various locations in Pennsylvania. When Juan Schneider learned her name from FBI agents, he told them he had met her last February through the Craigslist.org website. You might as well be honest because they'll find out anyway. So she didn't even say who she was? She's like, "You cheated with me." And the guy didn't even know who she was for sure. He's like, "Yeah, whore. I got with a lot of yous."
Oh.
A month later, after exchanging emails and photos, he met her at a Mount Kisco bar. The Ridgefield, Connecticut man also copped to giving her $30,000 shortly after that meeting because she told him she needed to pay debts.
See, now that's a scam.
So you were already scamming him. So you're not being moral.
Right. Well, no, maybe she needed bills. He wanted to give it to her. I don't call that a scam.
He was so gross to her that she couldn't milk it and get far more than $125,000.
Right. He keeps giving her $30,000.
You know, finally we're going to have to fuck. Forget it. I want $125,000 and maybe we're done. Although court papers...
She's an idiot.
Although court papers do not identify Juan Schneider by name, we took care of that. His identity was confirmed by Pepsi Bottling.
Wow, they got his company involved.
Walcott pleaded guilty to the extortion scheme in White Plains federal court last week. She was ordered to repay the swindled $125,000 and surrender her computer. She faces up to 2 years in prison at her February sentencing, but remains free on bail.
Wow.
Well, she got bail from some other dude. Some other 60-year-old dude that thought a 22-year-old was into you. I look at the job you have and then think, are they into me for me? Think that. Oh, that's nice. A 36-year-old called me and talked to me for 7 hours. I must be mature.
Well,
Or a slut. Or a known slut in the Keith and the Girl community that's 14. That might be why he's calling me.
Oh, God. Well, Laker from Toronto is saying moral whores give the best head, though. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. When you're getting head like that, you might not be able to think straight.
Because she doesn't want to really fuck him. She's like, I better give good head. Juan Schneider, who admitted to the feds that he used Craigslist.org and another website to meet other women, could not be reached for comment. But his wife, Dana, said, "I can't wait for her to be sentenced. You know, extortion is a bad thing."
Uh-uh, she did not.
Because she's one of those Connecticut wives.
That just need to, you know go. What I mean? My husband, he was taken advantage of. Just wanted to help this young girl.
They hated each other all the... This is my opinion, my fact opinion. They hated each other in their giant Connecticut house. She goes to the gym all the time. Right. He goes to work. He fucks other people. She knows. It doesn't need to get out, but the whole neighborhood knows, and they won't talk about it.
The whole neighborhood is doing it.
And
so
they won't mention it, just like they don't mention our dumb boss who's, what happened to your dog?
Right.
No, maybe your drunk husband ran over with the lawnmower. No, we don't talk about it. We just pretend it's gone. Remember how every month I gave it a present? No, I'm just gonna stop bringing it presents for no reason.
Since when were you so fucking giving?
A Pepsi bottle? No, not me. The neighbors in Connecticut.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A Pepsi bottle. I don't recognize dogs as people. You don't get a present from me. A Pepsi bottling spokeswoman said the company, the world's largest bottler of Pepsi beverages, she had to get that out, learned of the scandal only yesterday and has launched an internal investigation.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Pepsi will cover what the FBI didn't.
Okay, shut up.
It's done. What's there to... I hope he wasn't doing this on company time. Taste testing all the Pepsi. Walcott told the SmokingGun.com website, wow, he loves talking, website, which first reported the case, that she did not have a relationship with Juan Schneider. All the girls said this. Her lawyer, Susan Brody, told the website that Walcott was a young girl who has not had an easy life. Wait, you gotta fuck all these strange men. When Juan Schneider first received an anonymous...
So does every other girl.
Yeah, an anonymous...
We're all having sex with strange men. I didn't meet you before I met you.
When Juan Schneider first received an anonymous threatening email on his office computer from Walcott, he told Gary that she knew he had used his work email account on a website that catered to wealthy men trying to meet attractive women.
That's the best place for extortion. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm sure Pepsi Bottling would be very proud to have an employee with such high morals, she wrote. I don't like cheaters, not at all. Men like you become my profession. You think you could just throw money at some young girl. Wait, you asked for $125,000. Who needs it because you are a better position and use it to get sex? Admitting that when she was doing was extortion, Walcott told Walt Schneider she had no criminal record, so that even if she got caught, quote, I will get a slap on the wrist.
Oh, good. Why don't you say that to the judge, like straight to his face? That's a good idea, idiot.
I'll just fuck my way out of prison.
Skylo from California says, as a former, quote, one of the guys kind of girl, I know that there's something shady about girls without girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like there's stories behind that. Like
it's
what?
It's what you just said, though. You like the attention. You like getting what you get. And yes, girls can be catty and this and that. But if you don't have one friend that's a girl.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I personally like the way girls tee-hee and get excited about things and, you know, the whole thing. I love it.
Right.
You can't just always talk to a guy.
You can't go to chocolate shows with dudes. Kind of about the law. Listen to this. This is the latest from Cindy Adams. From Brian.
Oh, boy.
Whose handwritten letter last name I can't read. Okay. All right. I can't write him back either and ask him. Warm spring-like day. Children's park at the end of 57th Street. People lazing on a bench overlooking the East River. Tugboat chugs past, pushing a large barge heaped with a rounded mound of dirt. On top of the dirt, two guys playing horseshoes. Only in New York, kids. Only in New York.
What did she just say? I don't get it.
So there was a barge of dirt.
Uh-huh. So they played horseshoes.
And people were on top of playing horseshoes. Can you
get
believe,
out.
Can you believe
get
that?
Get out. Mm-hmm. Not in New York. Only in New York.
Only in New York does that get done. I thought it. Well, the reason I ripped it out, actually, I thought it said two kids playing. I'm like, isn't that against the law? How about calling the fucking police? What are they saying? They're on a barge. A Taiwanese woman obtained a protection order against her estranged husband because he refused to stop telling her ghost stories. The wife said her horror-obsessed hubby shows up drunk at her house and insists on telling how he sees figures clothed in white floating around in the orchid where he works. This is like me and Henda.
She's
when we go to bed, and I try to go, good night, sweetheart. Stop it. Quit it. Stop it. It's hard to quit. If something scary happens, like in the house, like, you know, you hear something move or something, and I'm like, oh, God, it's hard not to do anything. I feel she has to thank me. Thank you. You didn't scare me.
Uh-huh. You know what you need to thank me for? It's so funny that you mentioned. You know how I was carrying out all the orders earlier, right. And you closed the door behind me? I so wanted to pretend that I fell down the stairs. And I just thought that was so wrong.
See? I learned my lesson. It's not funny when it's done to you. I find it very hilarious.
He used to do this when my friend Andrea was downstairs on the couch. And, you know, either she was there by herself or I was there, whoever the hell was there downstairs, he would throw a bag full of shit down the stairs and go, as he's throwing it, because you can't see the top of the stairs from downstairs.
A bag of stuff, just to make it clear.
Yeah, a bag of stuff. He'd go, ah, and then throw it. And we're like, oh, like thinking he's falling down, because that's what it sounds like. He would get us every time and be so surprised that he got us every time. So one time I did it back to him. And his heart dropped, and then he understood, that's not actually funny when you hear somebody you love fall down the stairs. So now we try to control ourselves, don't we, babe?
We try.
We try.
We try, but then I come down with the big thing, and you do good, because I come down with the big thing of
and
garbage.
And I say, thank you, baby, because you didn't throw it.
I appreciate it.
And I understand the restraint that it takes.
People walking down the street and eating hot dogs, only in New York.
No, it would be... I saw a woman walking a hot dog and eating a hot dog only in New York, Fifth Avenue.
That's King Shivas in Montreal. And Tech says, when creepy guy is arrested, the entire forum will be subpoenaed to testify, and you can't wait to hear the judge call for one stepbrother fucker to testify. You are known
as stepbrother
fucker. Tell the court how you got that name.
That's true. And on the news, they love saying shit like that. And they always say, you know, even on Dateline, the Dateline thing, they always say the name that the guy goes by on chats and on IM and things like that. So, yeah, they would have to say stepbrother fucker. Good point.
Mm-hmm. This just... Oh, wow.
What? The video?
This is... Michael G just sent this to me. This is a Chris Rock joke. I don't know how nobody picked up on this till today. Who knew that Chris Rock was a psychic? And the video that's embedded after the jump, oh. Rock tours the Trevor Burbank studio, whatever, during the first episode of his old HBO show, The Chris Rock Show. He waxes on about how many historic events the studio has seen during the airing of a show, which of course was complete bullcrap. Jokes about him firing his white writing staff, blah, blah, blah. But the best part was when he talked about the O.J. Simpson coming in to promote his new video. The title, I Didn't Kill My Wife, But If I Did, Here's How I Do It.
Right.
This was in 1997, 9 years before O.J. and Judith Reagan got the bright idea to eventually make the book, If I Did It, Here's How It Happened.
I wonder if that's what gave him the idea.
Right.
Wow,
It was replaying on HBO one night, and he's like, why the fuck not?
Right. They keep giving me ideas.
Right. Blame Chris. Nobody gave Chris Rock a hard time. A Serbian prisoner who was free on a weekend furlough, that's when you're allowed to go to work and stuff, landed in hot water.
What, when you're in prison and
you're in prison, yeah. Landed in hot water when he unwittingly burglared his warden's home.
Unwittingly?
Unknowingly.
No, I understand that, but...
Elijah Surimi was quickly found out when he returned to the prison waving a shiny silver watch. It was spotted by the warden, who shouted, "That's mine, you thieving bastard!" Surimi reportedly laughed and held up the warden's cell phone, which he had also swiped before being hauled off by guards. Then I guess this is yours too.
And then everyone goes, it's a small world, man. It's a small world.
A penny a pound. A worker at Madame Tussauds' famed wax museum in London.
Tussauds, no?
Madame Tussauds, excuse me, famed wax museum in London, is at risk of getting fired after his ex-girlfriend leaked photos of him cavorting with celebrity statues.
We have that of Keith.
Yeah, I did this. I'm in hot water, says Brian Boniface, who had himself photographed kissing singer Kyle Minogue's rear end. Kylie Minogue's rear end.
Oh my God, you have all of this.
I had Madame Tussauds blowing me. You're just kissing this girl's ass?
That's all on the forums.
Grabbing disabled physicist, Stephen Hawking, and choking London Mayor Ken Livingston. A museum spokesman said, we do not encourage this.
How is that not okay, though? I mean, I understand how it's not exactly the best thing that you can do, but what can you possibly get for that? Well, if you fucking judge, apparently a slap on the wrist.
Are you in hot water, though? You're not the worker there, right? The girlfriend's the worker there.
The whole thing is
nobody
stupid.
Cares. Nobody I choked somebody.
In fact,
dude.
We think it's funny.
A Brazilian radio station's contest to find the biggest ass in school has been banned by Sao Paulo authorities, who ruled it illegal. Mix Radio has invited listeners to photograph their classmates and teachers' rear ends and send them to the station, with the cash prize being awarded to the biggest butt picture.
I would not want to be a teacher in this day and age. I really would not want to.
Exactly. Everybody videotaping you and everything like that. Yeah.
Putting you on YouTube.
You should get paid more. You should get paid like an actor now.
Because they're editing you down.
Right.
They're doing music videos about you.
You got to teach like somebody's recording every second.
Oh, man. That's just horrendous.
And what a responsible place to have that contest. Somewhere where you feel the most judged as it is. And then you learn, hey, by the way, out of the whole school, you had the biggest ass. You can hear about that on our show.
Oh.
We need a contest now. Send in your contest ideas.
KeatonGirl.com/contest.
We saw movies last night, right? We saw The Sentinel with...
Is that what it was called? The what?
The Sentinel we saw with Michael Douglas and Kiefer Sutherland and thumbs down. You find out who the bad guy is, it's neither one of them. Whoa. I don't like when it's obvious who the bad guy in a movie is. Bullshit. And I don't like that, and I also don't like when somebody you never heard of just pops in and that's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, that's
fair. You know what I mean? I don't like those two things. So maybe you're like, well, who could it have been? I don't know, but that's what would have made a good movie. It takes thought.
Oh, see, I'm...
It's the FBI director.
I didn't see this movie, did I?
Yes.
I saw Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah, you also saw The Sentinel. Actually, it was a couple days ago. You're not playing along.
Okay, sorry. You gotta get me ready for that kind of shit, because you know I have no idea.
What the hell? It was called what? It was only 2 days ago. She'll catch on. No, I'm sure where I was. Did I see this movie with the president? They're trying to kill him. Doesn't even sound familiar.
All right.
Because my brain has a 24-hour window.
All right.
But you said yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
That's fantastic.
I'm a liar.
Blame me. Blame me.
I'm a liar.
Anyway, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was awesome. It was as good as its name.
Silly and implausible. Two thumbs down.
Retarded.
It's ridiculous.
And we should have known. The thing is called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
It's a silly title for a silly movie.
So stupid.
I bet Deuce likes it. Son of a bitch. Likes everything. Listen to this. 3 months, just 3 months after they wed.
Lucid Blue, you remember when I said you throw some shit down the stairs?
Right.
He goes, that's great that you have to clarify that it's actually not a bag of shit.
I know what I'm doing.
It's a good point.
Just 3 months after they wed in St. Tropez. Is it Tropez? Tropez? Pamela Anderson has filed for divorce from Kid Rock, like we talked about yesterday, because of his, quote, male insecurity and major anger issues. Now listen to his music. He's not all together. The final straw was a bellicose blow-up rock through at Universal Studio Chief Ron Meyer's Beverly Hills house 2 weeks ago. Ron Meyer held a screening for Borat at his house for a bunch of people, including Pam and Bob. It was the first time Bob had seen the movie, and, well, he didn't like it.
I love how they're calling him, Kid Rock, Bob.
Yeah, his real name, Bob Ritchie. The hugely popular film shows Sacha Baron Cohen, in character as Borat Sagdiev, falling in love with Anderson after seeing her in a Baywatch rerun, then driving across America in order to propose marriage to her. Maybe this is the problem, because the kids on the bus show him the Pamela Anderson porn. And maybe he doesn't want to see that. He wants to forget about the porn with Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Does he know who he's married to?
Right. Her friend tells Page Six, Bob started screaming at Pam, saying she had humiliated herself and telling her, you're nothing but a whore. You're a slut. How could you do that movie in front of everyone? It was very embarrassing.
Cleanest thing she's ever done. Ever.
Right.
It only makes her look good.
She gets kidnapped.
She's fully dressed.
Right. Pam thought...
She's signing autographs for her book. Her book, okay? Not her tits.
And do you guys talk?
It's very strange.
Did you know she's in the upcoming Borat movie?
Oh, yeah, right? She didn't tell you the premise of what she was on?
Right.
I don't... How many different kinds of drugs do you have to do in one day to forget what Pam Anderson did?
All the lyrics in his song shouldn't embarrass her, but her getting a bag over her face should embarrass him. Pam thought he could have a sense of humor about the movie. She was in on the gag from the very beginning and loved doing the movie. And on the eve,
I thought she was lucky to be in it.
Yeah. And on the eve of what was supposed to be a very positive thing, he made it an awful night.
Wild Gift says, Pam dumped Kid Rock to be sexy wife for Borat.
ever since that night, it has been icicles between them. Bob is just a very unhappy and angry man. Pam is very disenchanted and sad. You know, there are reasons why she never married him before. Those reasons disappeared when they were together on a boat in St. Tropez. But she knows now that they never went away. The reality is he is an insincere, angry man. Well, of course things are nice on vacation.
You didn't read all the way through. They plan on getting married next year.
The two of them?
I'm just making it up.
Anderson, who suffered a miscarriage this month, let's keep bringing that up for no reason, left her Malibu home Sunday until Rock could pack up his stuff and leave. She took her two boys, Brandon and Dylan, from Tommy Lee's kids, to Shutters in Santa Monica. Pam is just very happy to not be in the same house with so much passive-aggressive hostility in it. Rock's rep didn't return calls because Rock's friends shut their fucking mouth.
They're freaking out. They're saying you pronounce it Saint-Tropez.
Then put a Y on it. You pronounce it totally different letters, Keith. So sorry. I didn't know. I was talking about Saint-Tropez. That's where I was talking about. You guys don't know this island. It's a special island that makes people think they're in love.
Oh, God.
Lindsay Lohan is mad at whoever spread the story that Paris Hilton hit her over the head this weekend in L.A.
Who hit her over the head?
Lindsay Lohan's mad that there's a story that Paris Hilton hit her over the head. Too bad it's herself. Sunday night, as she got into the world's scariest carpool with Hilton and Britney Spears, the Mean Girl star told Digarazzi, I don't know what that means, Paris never hit me. She's my friend. Everyone lies about everything. Please stop trying to make us hate each other.
How is Paris Hilton your friend?
What was it, 2 weeks ago? We have her on,
how is Paris Hilton anyone's friend?
We have her on tape saying Paris Hilton's a cunt?
No,
Lindsay Lohan said Paris Hilton's
true.
A cunt.
That's
why did these rumors start? But it was Lohan who, 12 hours before, had told the videographers who perpetually record her that Hilton, quote, hit me last night for no reason, apparently, at my friend's house, and I didn't know she'd be there, and she hit me, and she hit me with a drink and poured it all over me, and it hurts, and it's not okay. Who is Paris Hilton that these sluts want to be such friends with her?
Right. It's like... Whoever breaks up with somebody big, like if a big celebrity breaks up with another big celebrity, they always get caught hanging out with Paris Hilton the next day. It's like she swoops in and goes, here's what you do. And there right. you are at 4 o'clock in the morning, drunk as all shit. She's trying to hold you up. You're trying to hold her up. Ridiculous.
I did that real quick since we're talking about perverted stuff. This one guy from Tennessee, the contest most perverted way to tell someone about Keith and the girl, you must have proof. I don't know what that means, but there's the contest.
I like it.
You tell somebody about Keith and the girl, inform them about it in the most perverted way that comes in, and you win a prize.
And we'll just decide when it's over.
Yeah, we'll see if that's perverted. But yeah, why do people want to be with this whore? Britney Spears is picking up a lot of bad habits from new best pal Paris Hilton. Not only has she stopped wearing underwear and started flashing her crotch to cameras.
No.
Supposedly there's a picture of her pussy. You know, people are figuring out if it's real or not. When you just hang around Hilton, your pussy flops out. It just happens. It just happens. Like, you don't have manager around you going, look, you did those dumb interviews and you were hanging around your loser husband, but now this is the new you. Go hang out with Paris Hilton, the known slut.
I kind of feel like they are pushing them to do that.
With
because
her,
that's how
that
you get photographed.
That doesn't lower you. You photograph with somebody higher, not lower. Isn't she the lowest
we
of the
never,
whatever celebrity?
We will never understand Hollywood.
But ever. I don't think they do. But her famed work ethic is also taking a hit. Aw. Spears, who earlier in the month was hard at work in the New York studios, has been missing recently recording sessions because she has been out all night partying. The label Jive
is
very worried.
Oh, my God. What are we
going to
do without another Britney Spears album?
Well, she says, I gave birth for 2.5 years, and now I want to party. Here's the picture.
That's what most new mothers say.
Here's the picture.
She looks hot.
And Paris has her eyes on the
that
on the
side,
camera.
Yeah, that she, side look, that sexy. She knows that the camera's there.
What do you call it when you get somebody to do something bad?
A bad influence?
A bad influence, but you're something somebody.
Right, right.
And that's what Paris, I think, is doing. And she loves it.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because she's like, here, drink this. So you're snatched. Just to me. It's okay. Just kidding. I knew the camera was there. Hi, camera. Chick, chick. I ruined Tara Reid. I ruined Lindsay Lohan, and I'm going to ruin you. And then she calls, and then they're flattered for whatever dumb reason. Paris Hilton the whore called me. Let's hang out. I don't want to be associated with that slut, but I want pictures with her. I can't explain it. Britney Spears is not only copying Paris Hilton's parting ways, she appears to be following her skin-bearing shenanigans, nearly falling out of her flimsy top. The Pop-Tart and celebutard. That's not a real word, right? They're making a joke?
Like celebutard? Celebrity retarded girl?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
We're snapped on their third night out in a row in L.A., drinking and dancing with a bunch of sex-crazed guys and then swapping one sexy stocking with each other. See, why would you even do that? Some dumb girls would do. But that's some Paris did. You know, for fun, let's just change stockings. Nobody's looking. Just for us. It'll be fun. There's a camera. Chick, chick. Ever since Britney, 24, dumped her hubby, rapper wannabe and father of her children, Kevin Federline, she has latched onto her new best friend forever, and they've been cruising the clubs of Hollywood. She also dropped her flack, Leslie Sloan Zelnick, who hasn't been able to find a new one willing to try to rein her in. Good for them.
Here's one of the things, because you just mentioned that contest. I told my girlfriend about KATG, and her only response was, "That sounds sexist." Mm. It was awkward.
It's not easy spreading the word. It's not easy.
Like, what are you saying about the show? Just the title?
Which one did you...
It sounds sexist.
Oh, yeah, that sounds sexist, right. I do love that. You know, obviously, we've explained this before. And even back in the beginning of the shows, where we got the name. But I like that feminists love to give Hemda a hard time about it being called Keith and the Girl, even though it was Hemda's idea. And then Hemda's, like, explaining it, and they don't even bother listening to you.
Which was the opposite of feminism.
Right, they don't bother listening. They're like, no. Tracy Morgan, a former Saturday Night Live regular who co-stars on NBC's 30 Rock, was charged Tuesday in Upper Manhattan on drunken driving charges.
Who is it? Ew. Somebody just sent the Britney Spears vagina shot, and you can see it. And she didn't mean for you to see it. She's just getting out of the car wrong. So I believe it. Now, you know, people like to Photoshop things and whatever, but right. That looks very, very real.
That's exactly how Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, all these whores, get out of the car.
Yeah, it is. And they know they're not wearing underwear.
Right. You know how you're dressed. You know? When people don't wear underwear and stuff on talk shows, you don't start seeing snatch. We never saw a snatch on Letterman. Oh, well. Yep, Tracy Morgan got arrested for drunk driving. I totally believe it. Seems kind of obvious. The 38-year-old comedian was stopped around 4:30 a.m. while driving a Cadillac Escalade on the Henry Hudson Parkway near West 158th Street. Why is he there?
He's black.
Keeping it real with his roots. Police reported that Morgan smelled of alcohol and that he later failed a breathalyzer test at the 28th Precinct Station House. Why do you take it? You don't have to take it. Albin didn't yet know the name of Morgan's
attorney.
Well, it
sounds like they arrested him if he's at the house already.
Morgan's publicist in Los Angeles didn't immediately return a call seeking comment. Albin, who is Albin? Oh, a spokesman. Albin said Morgan was to be arraigned later in Manhattan State Supreme Court on charges of driving while intoxicated and driving while impaired. Well, here's the situation, Your Honors. I'd go to that hearing. Last December 2nd, Morgan was arrested in Hollywood, California, on impaired driving charges after police stopped him for speeding. Authorities there said his blood alcohol level was 0.13% over the 0.8% legal limit. On February 17th, he pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charge of drunken driving. He was sentenced to 36 months probation, fined $390, and ordered to attend an alcohol education program. Morgan was a Saturday Night Live cast member from 1996 and left the show to star in the short-lived The Tracy Morgan Show.
Oh, that's right. By the way, are the phones not on? People are saying they want to call and they're just not getting through, and I haven't seen a phone call come in.
They were not on.
Oh, it wasn't on. Whoops.
I will open it.
It's on now. Okay.
Give it 10 seconds. You can call. it was you know what? During the show yesterday, I turned it on.
And by the way, Han Solo, the one he says it was the title. She's a bit of a feminist and a stubborn one of at that, but I guess that's redundant. So you couldn't get through just the fact that the title is called Keith and the Girl. That sounds feminist. Never mind.
Right.
I can't believe that.
I forgot who I was dating.
But I thought. Feminists was like the whole thing is to be educated and to move forward. You got through the title and you can't hear anymore.
Right.
That's obnoxious.
Like find out why. Yeah.
Dumper Han Solo 69. I bet she's not 69ing you, is she?
Dude, you don't even like talking to her. You talk Keith and the girl. you know, that sounds feminist. Okay, all right. I don't need to get in that fucking mess.
It's true. Keith doesn't even let me do any of the work for Keith and the girl. I just, you know, wake up and put some makeup on, and he puts a mic in front of my face, and I say what he wants me to say. Today, because I didn't pick up on the fact that we were supposed to have watched a movie yet last night, I'm in trouble.
Make her listen to the show, and then you, at the end of this show, say, thank you, Keith, for letting me talk.
Okay.
Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, Keith and him, too. It's Andrew calling from Ottawa.
What's up? How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
I hear you're doing something on my birthday.
Yeah, we thought we'd do something really fun, and we're going to do a screening of your DVD, and have a good time.
They're screening your DVD, bebe.
That's what I heard up in Canada. You can find all that information on the forums. Where in Canada?
Ottawa.
Ottawa, the capital of Canada.
Ottawa, Canada. So there you go. And it sounds like a lot of people are going, so it'll be a fun party.
How far away, how far away is Ottawa from, like, Montreal?
2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Really close.
Oh, cool. Well, take pictures and then post them on the forums after, because I want to see how it turns out. And definitely drink a shot of Jaeger for me.
You bet, you bet.
Thanks.
All right. Take care, dude.
Thanks.
Also on the forums, you can, on December 1st, DJ Quad is having a poker game. If you guys want to be part of that, go to the forums and check that out. Also, I don't know if I'm supposed to give this away. At the Canada screening, there's going to be a submission from Keith McNally, which I'm the only one who's seen it.
I saw it.
It's pretty fucking
funny.
It's
awesome. I saw it because today I cooked, and so I get one prize for every time I cook. It's really, really good. And I don't know that you were supposed to give it away. You're fucked up.
I let you pick. I say, do you want to see a funny video today that's on my computer, or do you want to check the sound levels? I let you pick your pick. It's fun because you made good food.
Irish Car Bomb. Dear feminists, way to judge books by their cover. It's that exactly what you don't want. Isn't that exactly what you don't want?
Kara, my old girlfriend, who coincidentally we just happened to be, we were looking up old
girlfriends and guy friends?
Right.
Yeah.
She's you know, she
I didn't hear from my first boyfriend yet, but we're trying to get him on the show.
It's easy to look up feminists that you dated because they don't change their last names. I bet you this girl's last name isn't Solo 69, is it? Doubt it, strong man. Interesting. How do you look in the mirror? How do you talk to your dad? Yeah, so we're able, you know, to look her up, and she does have a kid, and I'm just curious, like, did she get married and stuff like
it's
that?
It's a
I'm
newborn,
curious about those
yeah.
things. Yeah, yeah, a newborn, so she's not working for, you know, whatever.
She's taking
idealists.
Leave. She's taking whatever. Leave.
Yeah, what was my point? What was my point?
That she was a feminist.
She was a feminist. She was just one of those that, yeah, there'd be no way. She will not be happy with Hemda learning it's called Keith and the Girl.
Right. That's why I want her on the show, I want to tell her, I want to run into her, I want a something.
Right.
I was looking extra hardcore for all your girlfriends. We want to have the first boyfriend, first girlfriend show.
I think that'd be funny.
But we can't find your girlfriend.
Shannon Epley.
Epley.
Last name is E. You know what? I could look it up. Because,
how?
You know, I bet I can do it through U.S. search or something.
But she didn't go to Somerset High School.
She went somewhere in the area, correct.
But not necessarily in Somerset.
Right.
Like right outside. Okay.
We'll see. In Indiana, a 12-year-old girl set fire to her sleeping mother's bed and took off in the family car to fake the abduction of herself and her two younger siblings. Authorities began looking for the girl, her 8-year-old brother, and her 6-year-old sister early Monday after her mother called 911.
Wow, things must have been really bad because now you're about to take care of a 6 and an 8-year-old.
The 29-year-old woman said she had awakened with her bed on fire and discovered her children and car were missing. After police checked phone records, she talked for 7 hours with a 36-year-old man the night before. very interesting. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hello.
All right,
thank you.
You lose. A mother, tell a different story. A mother was arrested on suspicion of murdering her newborn daughter by microwaving the baby in an oven. Everybody's using these appliances wrong. Read the directions. China Arnold, 26, was jailed Monday on a charge. Hold on 1 second. Let's try this. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, this is VT Kitty 1313.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just calling talking about feminism.
Yes.
At my university today, I saw they're doing this art kind of thing for the commemorating the massacre of Ecole Polytech.
What was that? I don't even know what that was.
I don't know.
Uh, a whole bunch of women were killed in Montreal. There was a massive shooting, like school shooting, and all the women were picked out of an engineering class.
Ooh, she said picked out.
So,
sorry.
There was 15 frames of menstrual blood pictures, one for each of the girls, and the 15th one was for any women who were hit by the violence.
There was what of menstrual blood?
Yeah, like it's picture framed. Uh-huh. One for each of the women who were killed of menstrual blood on, like, sheets and towels and stuff, representing. And the message stating is that no one's blood should be shed except their menstrual blood.
Oh, my God. That's some kind of art piece. I believe we saw that at Surf Reality. Maybe that's what she was saying.
When did this massacre happen?
December 6th, 89, I think. I don't know the exact year. It was a while back, though.
All right.
Wow.
So, why did it happen?
Because women are whores.
I think it was just some psycho doing this math. Like, this guy came in and he took out all of the women from an engineering class. I don't know. He's just some psycho.
Oh, shooter. Because women shouldn't be in an engineering class.
Hmm.
Yeah, kind of like that. So.
Wow.
And they had a sign up on it saying, like, if you think this is disgusting, and had all these stats about women being killed, but I was thinking, this is still disgusting.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, this is disgusting.
This is disgusting. Killing is disgusting, too, so.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Take care. Bye, girl.
I love Canadians.
I love girls.
I love what they're about.
You know what we just saw in the news right before doing the show was a news piece on who talks more, girls or guys.
Oh,
that was
God.
A news piece.
That's so embarrassing when they do that. You know it's going to be girls.
It was a girl study and girls do. Three times as much.
And now that we have cell phones, that can actually be a fact.
And then they go to the women on the street to find out what they think about it. That's what they need, an excuse to talk.
Street Lamp says, lighting your mom's bed on fire sounds like a future feminist to me.
Mm-hmm. Mother was arrested for sticking the baby in the oven. Bail was set for $1 million.
Wow.
How do you pay? Why not $6 billion?
You caught her. $1 million. Where's she going?
We have reason to believe, and we have some forensic evidence that is consistent with our beliefs, that a microwave oven was used in this death. He said the evidence included high heat internal injuries and the absence of external burn marks on the baby. Everybody knows that. That the inside cooks much faster than the outside. Like steak, like raw steak.
Oh, and the baby turned gray?
Mm-hmm. Not a good-looking baby. Mm. Arnold was arrested soon after the baby's death, then was released while authorities investigated further. Beth said the case was difficult because there's not a lot of scientific research and data on the effect of microwaves on human beings.
Well, now she's
maybe if we test animals first. The death was ruled homicide by hyperthermia or high body temperature. The absence of external burns ruled out an open flame, scalding water, and blah, blah, blah.
Yikes.
The night before the baby was taken to the hospital, the child's father went out for a short time and left Paris with the baby with a babysitter. The mother didn't sense anything out of the ordinary until the next morning when the child was found unconscious. So they don't know who burned the baby, is the point. A prominent Park Avenue rabbi had a mistress nearly half his age sign a bizarre cohabitation contract, promising she'd get liposuction, become better educated, and continue their already hot and heavy sexual relationship.
A rabbi?
Yeah. In exchange for half his house, the woman claims in a bombshell lawsuit. Girls can't shut up. They really can't.
Well, they did studies. You should know that.
So there's the chick. Not an attractive woman.
No, but this guy's like 102 years old.
Right. Janet Pizzo says she had a seven...
This looks like the same person that was on All My Children as a transgender thing.
Janet Pizzo says she had a seven-year affair with the Marian Metropolitan Synagogue Rabbi Joel Gore, which included recurring steamy sex in his rabbinical office.
Ew, I'm looking at their picture.
There was nothing steamy about that sex.
Oh, look at their faces.
Girls, you know what? And girls exaggerate, too. There's nothing steamy about that sex. But their courtship crumbled when she suspected him of having another girlfriend, and she's become vindictive. Whore. You filled out a contract.
Mm. Mm.
He doesn't like you too much. She even caught him on audio tape, threatening to prance around their Bronx home naked in front of their 17-year-old
Ew.
Daughter.
Oh, all of it.
Pizzo claims that before they broke up in July, Gore told her he planned to completely ignore the contract, a copy of which was reviewed by the Post. It promised her co-ownership of the Throgs Neck home, among other financial considerations. The agreement, which was signed months before Gore's divorce was finalized, said the parties agreed to provide each other with all the care, companionship, both platonic and sexual, fidelity, if it was in the contract, and friendship expected in a relationship tantamount to marriage and consistent with their current relationship. Well, guess what? When you make up what's close to a marriage, there might be problems. You know what I mean? Just get fucking married. An attachment also said Pizzo agreed to get liposuction from the neck down. And that she will, quote, agree to join Joel in his cultural experiences without complaining.
This is basically a prenup, but you never got married.
Finally, it said Janet will attempt with Joel's delicate guidance to speak English properly. You know, it's like you will learn English properly. Well, right in there that you'll teach me nicely. Okay. It's not kosher. He treated her like a pig, said the lawyer. Like a pig, which of course isn't kosher. Gore insisted Pizzo watch art documentaries so she could converse on the same level as his wise friends. Wow. There's other whores in the sea.
He's so smart.
Wow. At the beginning of the relationship, Gore wooed her by taking her to the best restaurants and to his New Jersey weekend home, telling his wife he was away presiding over weddings and baby naming ceremonies or doing poverty outreach. All weekend? But I got to stay over in case there's complications with the bat mitzvah. He would tell her he was sleeping with the homeless and he was sleeping with me, Pizzo said. I finally met a man that enjoyed sex as much as me. He just let me feel on top of the world. She said they routinely had sex 5 times per week. Once we set a record. So many times in 8 days. Guess how many times?
In 8 days? 12.
23.
Oh. 23. It's a good amount for that old man.
I don't believe it. The girl said that. Liar.
Why would she be the one to say it, though?
23 times.
Oh, maybe she wants to feel 23 times sexy.
And is that a compliment? You're fucking hot. I'm all done. Hold on. Oh, here we go.
Ew.
I'm just saying. They're Keith and Kemda.
Hi.
I'm male, 30, married with child, so not your average listener. That's right, Brandon.
He's kidding, right?
No, I don't think he is kidding. I was in the mall the day after Thanksgiving doing some shopping with my wife.
Why?
This older lady probably.
That's Black Friday online
now. You could do things online.
That's Black Friday. We were talking about the lines and the trampling and the yelling and the screaming and the beating that happens on that day. People start shopping at 5 a.m. Ick. Why would you leave your house?
It's the future. Get shit. Because people are creatures of habit. You know why? Because everybody wants to belong. Why do people join Podcho? To belong. Why do people go out shopping with the whole world when you could do the same shit and probably save more money on your computer and have it delivered in time? Because everybody else is doing it and you want to belong. Ridiculous. Dummies. You know. Why did you do it? Why did you do it? Because everybody else was. Because your friends would look at you. What? Online? How can you? What? You would pay $30 for something and not even see it? I was in the mall the day after Thanksgiving doing some shopping with my wife. This older lady, probably in her 60s, walked up to us and was pointing at my Keith and the Girl shirt. The Play Ball shirt I bought last week in Love. That's the 3/4 shirt. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. Don't forget, by the way, obviously Christmas is coming. Get your Keith and the Girl merchandise. What do we say? If you order it by December 15th...
You will for sure, no matter where you are, get it for Christmas.
No matter where you are in the world, you will get it by Christmas. And then probably after that, you know, we're pretty quick, but definitely by the 15th.
Yeah, we'll be sending it more often during December. But yeah, if you get it by 15th, we promise you, if you get it after that, you probably will for the next few days, but we don't want to guarantee it just in case.
She said, "What a cute shirt," this girl said to him, and started saying some other things, but I was already panicking and stopped listening. Now you're that.
What?
Yeah. I was looking around trying to figure out how to get away from this woman. We finally bid her... Wow, people are spreading the word great. We finally bid her farewell, and my wife asked, "What the hell is wrong with you?" I turned to her and said, "It must be the turkey," but I couldn't remember if it was Wednesday or Friday, and that was not a very good-looking chick. I'm not sure whether you are required to accept a suck-a-dick Wednesday offer or not, but it looks like I escaped unscathed. Man, that could have been very ugly.
Oh, my God.
Brandon, and I won't give away his job, but he's one of those people that, you know, under his email is where he works.
His signature.
He's the CEO and founder of some place that is trusted to protect children online.
Shut up.
That's
why he's listening to our show.
That's who your kids are safe with. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, Keith, it's Arcade Cat.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, just want to let you know I ordered my new DVD and a keychain, I don't know, as soon as it went on presale.
Right.
Still haven't gotten it, dude.
Yeah, the when did we send them out?
They were on Friday.
Presale, and we got them on Friday.
Yeah.
So we sent them out Friday.
Where do you live?
In Denver.
Is there anything else? Was there anything else in your order?
It was a DVD and a keychain.
Okay. Why don't you info@keithandthegirl.com
and
I will
else?
Look into it. But
no, it's sent Friday, right?
It was sent Friday, but okay. I'll double check. Oh. I'll look into it.
If it was sent Friday, that's cool. I just thought you guys sent it like weeks ago with
the
stuff that you took.
No, it was sent like Friday, and it was sent it was sent a week and a half ago. He should have gotten it in Denver. But why don't you email me and I'll look it up and we'll see what happened.
Anything else you don't like? Sounds shady.
Things I don't like? No, I like everything, man.
Okay.
Good show.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks. There you go. Well, maybe you will get it, maybe you won't. Thanks, buddy. Jesus Christ. All right. Anything else you want to say?
I want to read this, Han Solo, because this is about his feminist girlfriend, but I didn't read the whole thing, so if it sucks, forgive me.
Okay.
I'm talking to my girlfriend right now. This is what she said, and here's the quote. In developmental, her psychology class, we were talking about mothers working outside the home, and she asked how many of us had thought about what we'll do if we have kids. And the first thing that popped into my head was, Ryan's got the baby, I'm fucked. Fuck. Thanks, Han Solo. You fucked me.
There's the show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Fellas, I'm sure you've all had at least one relationship where you have this perfectly nice-seeming girl who starts letting you in on her sordid past, and all of a sudden she's hitting you with all this, oh, I was so confused back then. Oh, I felt like such a slut. Well, look, I know there's a lot of fucking emotions that you can't necessarily trust, but there is one emotion you can use as your guiding fucking star, and that is feeling like a slut. There's only one way to get that feeling. You don't fucking drop a plate or burn some cookies and go, oh, I feel like a slut. No, you get that feeling by fucking a bunch of people that you know you shouldn't be fucking. You take enough strange cock, and sure enough, you will feel like a slut. So I got news for you, ladies. It wasn't just some fucking mid-teen crisis you were going through. You didn't just feel like a slut. You were a slut. Yeah, I'm not laughing either. Fucking whores. KeithandTheGirl.com